Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Nishbach ba'avir, if you have a revius of dam, which is spilled in the air, and we're talking about where it was spilled outside of a house. Im hayam mikaymai kitafres, if let's say it was spilled onto something which is on a slant, so now the blood is running along this decline, and v'he'el al miktsas, and a person is mahil over part of the dam, tahar is going to be tahar, because since the blood is on a decline and it's in motion, we don't say that it's as if he was mahal on an entire revius, because we don't look at that declining stream as if it is one revius in its entirety. However, haya ashbayr, and if let's say that revius of dam now gathered together in some sort of a ditch, or if it congealed, then in that case it's stationary, so even if it's going to be on a decline, tameh, the person who's mahal on it is going to be tameh. Nishbach al ha'skufa, if the blood spilled on the doorstep. V'hi katafres, and the doorstep is slanted, whether it's slanting inwards or outwards, bein mibifnim, maybe b'chutz. V'habayis mahal alav, and the house is mahal over part of that revius. Tahar, it's going to be tahar for the same reason. Anything in the house will be tahar because we don't look at it as if the entire revius is in the house, since that blood is actually running. However, hayashbar, and if the blood collected in a ditch which is partially covered by the house, Aisha Karash, or if the blood congealed and part of that blood is under the house, then Tamei, whatever's in the house is going to be Tamei, like we explained earlier, since we now look at it as one entirety, one entity. Kol Sheba Meis Tamei. Anything, everything in the mace, all parts in the mace's body is considered Tamei, and it's Metamei. Other things, Chutz Min HaShinayim, excluding the teeth, the haseyar, the hair, vatzipayren, and the fingernails. Meaning, if the hair was detached from a mace, or if the teeth were detached, or if the fingernails were detached, they're not going to be metamei be'oihel. And we learned this out from that the only thing that's metamei tumas adam is something which is not, which was born with the person and stays with the person, but something that constantly rejuvenates and replaces itself is not included in the Isser, in the din of Tumas Adam. U'b'shas chibru, and however, while these hair, fingernails, or teeth are attached to the mace, hakol tamei, then anyone who touches them would be tamei tumas nes. Mishnah Dalet. Ketzad, how is it that when these things are attached, they are mitamei? Hameis mi b'chutz, so let's say that you have a corpse which is outside of a house, u'sari mi b'fnim, but his hair extends under into the house. Then habayis tamei, the entire house, and everything that's in it will be tamei. Now the Mishnah teaches us a new halacha regarding chibur. Etzem sheyesh lev kezayis basar. If you have a bone, which in itself might not be metami, but there's a kezayis basar attached to the bone, and now hichnis miktsasa, you stick part of the bone under the house. Mibifnim, into the house. V'habayis mahal alav, and the house is now an ohel over the bone, not over the kezayis of the mace, because that's still outside. Tamei. Yet the house, everything in the house is still tamei, because that bone is considered a handle, a yad, to the kezayis of basar. And we look at it as if that kezayis of meat is in the house. What if shnei atzamis? If you have two bones, valeim kishnei chatzoi zesim, basar, and each bone has attached to it only half of a kezayis basar, hichlis miktsasim mibivnim, if you put part of the bone inside so the flesh is still outside, babayis mahal aleim, the house is mahal over the bones, tamei, it's going to be tamei, because we look at it according to the sheet of the Chacham that we mentioned earlier in Mishnah Aleph, that two Chatzoy Ezeisim are now in the house, and the house is Mitzarif them, joins them to be one large Kezayis. Hayu Techuvim B'dei Adam. But what if the meat is only attached to the bone because a person stuck it onto the bone? But naturally, that's not the place where the flesh actually belongs. Then Tahar. If you stick in the bone, the house would remain Tahar. She'ein Chiburi Adam Chibur, because we don't consider something that's joined together by a human to be a attachment relevant to this halacha, to say that the bone would be a yad for the basar, which was placed on it by a person.